Delta's newly minted Agricultural and Hunting Regulation Advisory Committee, AHRAC, has had a chance to review the revised, and close to being completed draft agriculture plan this week. It is expected that the draft plan will be presented to Mayor and Council for approval by the end of the spring. A lot has happened in 12 years, and the new draft agriculture plan notes some of the paramount issues and concerns facing the farming community and our general well-being as a community rooted in a long farming heritage. The plan will ultimately contribute to the community's long-term sustainability. Top-of-mind issues arising in the plan include adapting to climate change scenarios, including sea level rise and associated diking and dredging issues, farm worker housing dilemmas, mobility and transportation for farm equipment, land use guidelines and education around food and farming. Unfortunately, the average age of farmers is not decreasing, and only 19% of farm families in Delta have succession plans in place. This alarming statistic poses a potential threat to supply chain issues down the road, which will result in food cost increases, and tells us that we need to stimulate an immediate interest amongst younger generations to pursue careers in agri-food and agri-tech. Data from a couple of surveys conducted for the draft plan show that Deltans want to access local food and they want to support our local farmers. When the more than 600 respondents were asked if farming and food should be a part of school curriculum, 85% said yes. The third goal within the plan is to grow communication, education, and celebration of Delta farmers and agriculture. The draft plan notes that Delta has a history of successful educational programs in schools related to agriculture and food. However, survey results indicated that there is room to improve awareness of these initiatives as well as increase agricultural education in schools. Likewise, a desire to share knowledge and reintroduce food literacy skills around growing, preserving, and preparing healthy local foods, regardless of economic class, was identified by the community during project engagement. Broad-based and specific educational needs for school-aged children and their families, consumers, and elected officials are key opportunities raised by stakeholders. The draft plan suggests that an agriculture and education subcommittee of the AHRAC be formed to develop relationships with the Delta School District and the agriculture community. A chart within the plan lists, advocating for the strengthening of agriculture education in the classroom environment, a highest priority.